And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. After receiving a tip that a 17-year-old student at Hahnville High School was instead an adult, the St. Charles Parish Sheriff's Office has arrested a 28-year-old Honduran woman and her 46-year-old mom. Sheriff Greg Champagne says the two are charged with injuring public records.
As far as we know, she did nothing inappropriate at all, merely attended school. The information we got about the reason for her doing was simple. She wanted to learn English. She wanted to become proficient at English.
He said investigators found a falsified birth certificate was used so she could attend school. Champagne says they wanted to notify the public, especially those with kids who attended Hahnville High School, that there's no evidence of any other criminal activity or inappropriate behavior. He says many are surprised how a 28-year-old woman was able to pose as a 17-year-old student for the last year.
I saw the photograph, and she looked to me like a young teenager. So I'm not surprised at all that, based upon appearances alone, she was certainly accepted at face value for the age that the falsified birth certificate said.
Champagne says there are other options that are legal, available for those who want to learn English as a second language.
There are GED programs available. They may not have been as convenient as a public high school 2 miles away, but those options are available. That is a much better option than falsifying an official government document.
And because she did not have any transcripts when she enrolled, she was placed into the 9th grade. Governor John Bel Edwards signed into law a measure that would require state police to develop a database to track rape kits. Franklinton Senator Beth Mizell says the current process is not victim-friendly and it's very lengthy.
She has no way of tracking it, whether it's still at the hospital, it's never been sent to the lab, whether it's still at the lab, it's never been sent to law enforcement or to the DA's office. So she's not able to see what the progress or lack of progress is.
The new law will also ensure that rape victims are fully eligible for reimbursement of their medical expenses after a state board capped reimbursement at $1,000 for rape victims compared to $15,000 for others.